bug.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Ange.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. You hit the nail on the mark, actually, when you said, tell me something that blew your mind.
Really?
You know, that's so funny. I was at the petrol station. I was going, oh my God, I've just picked this book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, which has blown my mind since Christmas. I've got to read it again, and I've made 8 pages of notes out of it because I just think it's so cool. It's written by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he's into neuroscience. And he says, when you change the habit, you no longer go into the pattern of worrying or regret or suffering, frustration, envy, all these things that people fall into. If you stop worrying, then you free yourself up and you make these other challenges. He goes, change, and you change, and you remember to do the other wiring, which he tells you how to do. And he says, you don't need to wait for a crisis or someone to die or have a major car accident to wake up to this. Just change yourself. No one else can change you, but you can.
Thing is with you, you've got full access to you.
Yeah. That's
and,
right.
Yeah, and no one else really does.
No, so, no. Know, you've got, and all you've that got little monkey mind that goes on in your head, you can actually train the monkey mind. And it's such a good book. And you can get it through the library, though I think I've created a bit of a waiting list on that because a lot of people came in at the beginning of the year going, right, I want to take on 2017, but I want to do it differently. And I was just like, right, you've got to break the habit of being yourself.
Right, okay.
If anybody wants information on it, just go to Natural Ange and send me an email and I'll flick you through some information about it. But yes,
tell me more about it. I'll just put it out there again. 309-3879. If you've got an ailment, something ailing you at the moment, or perhaps the change of seasons, of course, means that there's flus and colds aplenty.
That's right.
And heart flutters all over the show. I've heard of a lot of people having heart issues all of a sudden lately.
Oh,
yeah, it's like
no.
really like a real... It's not, and
like
I'm not
palpitations
just,
or yes, angina, are we talking?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, well, that's
and
across
the board. It's like just like being hospitalised sort of
oh, really?
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to know if there's any sort of a run on that happening.
Well, it's sort of consistent in New Zealand. It's one of the big major diseases in New Zealand is the cardiovascular. Green Lane's a big hospital that is now Auckland City Hospital. And again, you know, if you have your stress is a major. Now, I think, you know, a lot of people, I just find you need, you know, you need half the work done if you really rein in the stress.
Yeah.
And then you got to look at your coffee and sugar and all that sort of thing. Go back to the Mediterranean diet, and then that gives you all your magnesium and your veggies. And I'm right into
eat your veggies for a start.
Yeah.
Just A to B with the veggies.
And look at your lunchbox. Is it green or beige?
Yeah.
I hope it's green. Yeah.
And a healthy stool.
Yeah. Saying, absolutely. Know. It's all in the gut.
BFM, hello. How can Ange help you?
Hey, Mikey.
Hello.
Good morning.
I've got bursitis in my shoulder, and I've had a cortisone injection in it.
Yeah.
But it keeps flaring up, and I was wondering if there's anything I can do naturally to help keep the inflammation down.
I'd go high doses of vitamin fish oil, like about 6 capsules a day, and you want to get decent quality because a lot of them are rancid. So
that word again?
Rancid. Ooh. Yes. You might have read the listener study where the omega-3 group went down and it was just like, oh no, and then they checked it out and realised the fish oil was rancid. So there's a something. So eat fish vegetarian, so you know, King Oscar sardines, red salmon or New Zealand white fish, no tuna because it's got mercury in it. Turmeric and
no
ginger.
No tuna at all, no tuna?
No.
No, or are you talking canned tuna or tuna? Tuna.
All tuna. Yeah, it's way up the fish chain. And so don't lift anything over 5 kilos for 6 weeks. Otherwise you'll flare it up again. You know, you want that cortisone injection to work.
I had a cortisone injection. Excuse my French, it didn't do shit to my shoulder when I had a bung shoulder. But and mine was like so bad I couldn't put a CD in the car CD player.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, CDs? I did mine. I tripped over a tent and did a rotator cuff.
Tripped over a tent?
Yeah, a guy rope. So Fraser Burling fixed me. He was great. He did cortisone injections. And and you don't lift for 5 kilos for 6 weeks, which is quite hard. But then that's what
I'm
makes
a
it fix
of two.
It. Oh, yes.
All right, another thing.
Yeah, so lots of fish oil. I've got a good quality fish oil at harvest if you're not sure what to do.
Okay, cool, thanks. Yep.
Thank you very much.
And I've got good turmeric too, by the way.
Good turmeric.
Good turmeric.
BFM, good morning.
Good morning. So the turmeric's
you there, caller?
Practitioner range is always a better way.
Sorry, I am here. I was just on silent.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Yeah, you take it off silent. That's a good call for a start. Yep. Hello.
So I've got a fungal flare up, and I've been to the doctor, and she gave me some antifungal cream, and I was just wondering if there's anything dietary that I should be or could be doing that will help that go away quicker and not come back.
Are we talking about, you know, perinasal rash? We're talking about thrush, or we're talking about toenails?
The first one.
The first one, perinasal rash.
Yep.
Raw garlic is good, but also lowering your sugar intake is another one.
Uh-huh.
That perinasal rash, there's a few theories about it. Some people say B complex. Other people say get off your food allergies. And sometimes they say if you've got dandruff, it's dropping down and making a little microclimate around your nose. And you use antifungals and anti-dandruff shampoo. That's sort of the chemist way of doing it. But sometimes that just calls a long story short, you know. And then why do you have flaky scalp? Do you have a flaky scalp or not?
No.
No, well, we won't go there then. Is it itchy?
Yep, very.
Okay, so I'd probably, if you came and see me, I'd be able to work out your allergies and probably put you onto some minerals which would help fix it up.
Awesome,
yeah.
Thanks.
But you might want to just do the course of what your doctor's prescribed because you're sort of halfway down that track. Finish that off, see how you get on.
Yeah.
And then after that, if it's still a problem, then I can help you out because itchies can be allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight.
Cool. All right. Thank you. 309-3879. Speak to Ange. Ooh, I've just buggered that up. Give me a call. There we go. And again, the old one. Yes.
Good morning.
We got somebody in the text machine. Lots of people on the text machine.
Oh, good.
First person saying, hi guys, I have an issue with restless legs, twitching and moving a lot in my sleep. I also wake up at least once a night and my partner is over me waking her.
You need magnesium. Yeah. Because calcium contracts the muscle, magnesium relaxes it. And if you haven't got enough magnesium, you're just left in spasm and twitching and flicky and all that sort of thing. So go to my website and do an active elements mineral appraisal and it'll put you onto the right magnesium that's best for you. And we'll post it out to you. Because it's a really good magnesium, and I just get them by the bed, and you just throw it down whenever you can't sleep, or if your feet get all jumpy.
When you realise you've got restless legs and in bed, then they get worse.
No, because if you take the magnesium within 10 minutes, it's done.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, but if you don't have the magnesium, I'm saying then you start really going, man, I really do have restless legs.
I've got
restless legs. Oh, my legs are really restless.
So coffee, fizzy, and stress deplete your magnesium. You'd pee it all out, and then you're left at night going, oh, you can massage your legs with some cream or something, but, you know, your calves and your feet. But
that can lead to heart.
Magnesium's the way to go.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Any more on the text? There's somebody there says they've I won't say who it is there. They in hospital last week with an infection appears to have been caused by an inflammatory bowel disorder, and he gets tummy cramps quite regularly.
Chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea? He's in hospital. I mean, chamomile tea, look after somebody who's in hospital for?
I think they'd let you have chamomile tea.
Is that going to... That seems like a rather simple and quaint way to fix things up.
Well, it's mother of the gut.
It is. Is that mother of the gut, chamomile tea? Right.
Yeah. Antispasmodic, relieves trapped wind. It's just... Put a bit of ginger root with it too, if you like, and that'll help with nausea. It's brilliant.
Someone else asking here
That's what herbal medicine's about. It's just simple,
just easy,
gentle
simple
cures.
From simpler times.
Mm.
The deal with probiotics, Ange. What are the good ones to take? Are they good to take? Says someone.
Oh, they can be absolutely brilliant. Like, I know the scientists at Bioceuticals, if a cold breaks out, half the scientists go for the probiotics and the other half go for echinacea, vitamin C and all that jazz.
Yep.
So, probiotics, if you want to sort of straighten out your gut flora, you can go raw garlic for a while, like just put on guacamole or hummus and things like that. And that sort of helps shift out the bad ones and then keep the good probiotics. And then after colds or, you know, people getting thrush and urinary infections and that sort of thing, they do really well on probiotics.
Yep.
And I've got good ones at Harvest, which I know are good, upstairs in our clinic.
How do you know which one? I mean, how do you just define which ones are good? Because surely there'd be different people.
Yeah, it's about sort of going practitioner range so that you know you've got good strains in there because they're really worried about clinical outcomes for their product. Not to say the others aren't, but, you know, they really will buy, put it this way, fresher, brighter herbs and than sure. A cheaper brand.
And you know. you can get specific ones, yeah?
You can.
Lady so some specific ones?
Pardon? Yes. So there's what I call the honeymoon one for urinary infections. So, you know what I mean? Yep. And then, you know, there's the ones that sort of do urogenital, and then there's other ones that are like multi-generations for kids and for babies. You know, people have had C-sections and the baby's been on antibiotics and NICU, and then they need to reinstate the bacteria in the gut. Because a lot of your immune system's based in the gut. You make your serotonin in the gut. It's about 3 kilos of bacteria in your gut, just about the size of your head.
In your gut, sitting in there now.
In the gut, yeah.
Right there now. Three kilos of bacteria, about the size of your head.
It's huge, yeah.
In your gut.
We're just a big host, really, aren't we?
Delicious.
We are a big host.
It's really cool.
It is really cool, that.
And that's only come to light in the last 20 years, really. Like, gee, we've got all these bacteria.
I think it's amazing that they all sort of... everything remains in balance and in check, essentially, enough to get you through life's
hopefully,
to a point, it doesn't, you know, but it's like...
And then that's when we step in for, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, things like that. You know, when you check out normal and everything's all fine, it's just like, but I'm not, then come and see me.
Do you want to tell us just once again about that book, in case anyone...
Oh, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One.
Now, that's not going to... What about if there's some parts of yourself you like, though?
You keep those.
You just
retrain the bits that you're like sick of, like persistent worrying or persistently being
the weak links.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, dragging the chain, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, edit.
Yeah. Just a reboot. All right, lovely. Thank you, Ange. Always a pleasure to have you along this time every week on the Monday. And we hope you have a wonderful week. Cheers.
And you can forward those
Natural
texts on to
Naturally.
Thank you.